Greetings and welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again. The Jazz Treasury, ladies and gentlemen, is a place that we can preserve this treasure of the music of jazz. The roots of jazz we will examine and discover more about the musicians, the instruments, the genres, and the places of this indigenous music called jazz. Well, thank you very much for joining in. And just for your own information, much of the information we get for this podcast comes from a magazine called Jazz Greats, put out by the Marshall Cavendish Foundation in the United Kingdom. Today, we look at a genre. We look at boogie-woogie piano. The boogie-woogie style captivates just about everyone who hears it for the first time, and it seems destined to remain eternally popular. Though the first performers were traveling folk artists, a few musicians, such as Mead Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons, gained considerable fame, and at one time, every pianist had to have a boogie-woogie number in his repertoire. Although it is sometimes criticized as too repetitive, boogie-woogie is in fact capable of considerable variety. Let's kick it right off with a boogie-woogie piece by Pine Top Smith called Pine Top's Boogie Woogie. And this is one of the earliest recordings I have in my library, recorded back in 1928 in Chicago. So the record that caused all the fuss in its little heard, though equally exciting alternative take, where he says strut instead of boogie woogie, what stands out after all this time is the great solidity of Pine Top's beat, even while he's talking to the imaginary dancers and the girl with the red dress on, breaking the rhythm before everyone gets to boogie and or to mess around is a trick that has been used thousands of times since, and it's still a knockout. Let's listen to Pine Top Smith do Pine Top's Boogie Woogie on the Jazz Treasury.
Trouble. I want everybody to dance them just like I tell you. And when I say hold yourself, everybody get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move a peg. And when I say get it, everybody do a boogie woogie. Hold yourself now. Boogie woogie. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, y'all get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself. Mess around. Now that's what I'm talking about. Gal, you stand there with the red dress on. You come right up here where Mr. Pine Top is. Now, faced audience. Now, when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. And don't move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Shake that thing. what I'm talking about.
The music, known as Boogie Woogie, is a well-defined style of piano blues that had its origins in the early years of the century and its heyday in the late 1930s and early 1940s. It has enjoyed several revivals since then, and even today has many younger practitioners capable of exciting audiences with its uniquely muscular approach to the keyboard. It is no longer restricted to the piano, as its influence eventually spread to other instruments and to other styles that are seemingly far removed, such as rock and roll and jazz fusion. The name, frequently shortened to boogie, has also been used to describe all sorts of rhythmic, danceable music and the kind of movement that goes with it. The phrase, boogie on down, not only refers to uninhibited dancing, but also to sexual activity, as in the lyrics of Big Joe Turner, who frequently sang with pianists of this school. What makes Grandma love old Grandpa so? He can still do the boogie like he did 40 years ago. Let's listen to another track of Boogie Woogie piano music, this one called Honky Tonk Train Blues. Honky Tonk Train Blues is played by Meade Lux Lewis, and he's doing it solo here on the piano, Chicago, 1935. This is possibly the greatest boogie woogie solo of them all. This was first created by Lewis on the 1927 record that brought him to John Hammond's attention. Here we have the version recorded by Hammond for issue first in England and subsequently in the United States. Lewis did two other famous versions, one for RCA Victor and one for the Small Blue Note Company, and all of them differ in their right-hand part, but not in the unstoppable drive of the left. Meade Lux Lewis doing Honky Tonk Train Blues on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. It is far more than 40 years since boogie-woogie began to emerge from the southern states of America, and its origins are almost as obscure as those of the blues, with which it has much in common. The itinerant pianists who created the music were tough characters who traveled and performed alone, keeping a crowd happy and dancing all night with very few breaks. They played for the entertainment of railroad and logging workers in their camps, and later for rent parties in urban areas. So they developed an all-purpose barrel house style. Because the pianists were unaccompanied, their music had to have a strong rhythmic impulse, far more emphatic than that of the early ragtime and Harlem stride pianists. A handful of players made records in this style during the first half of the 1920s. They included George and Herschel Thomas, brothers of the blues singer Sippy Wallace, the versatile Chicago-based pianist Jimmy Blythe, and the touring performer Charles Cowcow Davenport. There were some ragtime influence in the work of these men. A key phrase in Davenport's Cowcow Blues had already been put on record by Jelly Roll Morton in his New Orleans Joys, but this merely illustrates the folk roots and inspired all of these pianists. All right, let's do another track. Let's listen to Chicago Breakdown. Chicago Breakdown is played by Big Maceo, and this has a guitar and drums as well. This is Major Big Maceo Merriweather on piano, Hudson Tampa Red Woodbridge on guitar, and Charles Saunders on drums. And this is recorded in Chicago in 1945. Though there are only three of them, this is clearly a band with Charles Saunders on drums and Tampa Red playing guitar, but Major Merriweather, also known as Big Maceo, is undoubtedly the star. The complex left-hand figure at the start of chorus 6 is played again in the last chorus, but in octaves, while his right hand plays chords that cut right across the beat. No wonder Maceo had a stroke that forced him to concentrate on singing. Let's listen to Big Maceo doing Chicago Breakdown on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
They all knew the blues was a surefire way of keeping their customers satisfied, and virtually all of what is classified as boogie-woogie follows the classic 12-bar form. However, as well as emphasizing every beat equally, they also played the half beats, hence the term 8 to the bar, with a variety of constant left-hand figures, creating a loping feel at slow to medium tempos and a sense of hectic acceleration in faster pieces. The first major breakthrough for this music came in 1929. Clarence Pine Top Smith made his first issued record 3 days before the end of 1928. As it turned out, this was less than 3 months before he died, an innocent bystander in a dance hall brawl. On the record, he gives spoken instructions to his imaginary audience and announces the title as Pine Top's Boogie Woogie, which proved to be the first use on disc of the magic words. He also addresses the girl with the red dress on, telling her to hold it when the rhythm breaks off and when he recommences to Boogie Woogie. All right, let's move on. Roll 'em Pete. This is Joe Turner playing solo piano. But there's a vocalist here, Big Joe Turner on vocals and Pete Johnson on piano. So let's listen to another track here on the Jazz Treasury. Joe Turner doing Roll 'em Pete. And this is Big Joe Turner on vocals and Pete Johnson on piano, 1938, New York City. John Hammond described Big Joe Turner on stage at Carnegie Hall. Joe shoved the mic out of his way as though flicking lint from a lapel, picked up the beat, and started shouting blues in an open-throated tone that carried to the far reaches of the hall. This is a studio recreation done a week later of his New York debut with his regular partner, Pete Johnson. Let's listen to Rollin' Pete on the Jazz Treasury.
Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. You're so beautiful, but you gotta die someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you gotta die someday. All I want, little loving baby, just before you pass away. Roll it, boy, let them jump for joy.
Not only did the record confirm that the phrase refers to dancing as much as it does to music, it was also a huge posthumous hit in Chicago's South Side and other black ghettos, where listeners realize this was the hottest instrument music yet on disc. As a result of this popularity and Pine Top's untimely end, the record companies serving the race market rushed to find suitable performers to cash in on the new sales phenomenon. In 1929 and 1930, many tracks were recorded that approximated Pine Top's playing and his talking to the audience, while several musicians were discovered who were more individual and, in the case of pianists such as Montana Taylor, more primitive in their style. The timing of the boogie-woogie boom was unfortunate, since the Wall Street crash of October 1929 heralded the start of the Great Depression. Over the next few years, the record business was in deep recession. Most companies went under or were bought by others who retained only their name, not their recording schedules. U.S. record sales dropped from a high of $150 million in 1929 to $5 million a year, almost all made by middle-of-the-road artists. The survival of Boogie Woogie itself was not dependent on the music business, though. It was by now ingrained in black musical life, and later revivals of interest would show that anyone who claimed to be a blues pianist could play the various boogie basses with their left hand. Okay, let's listen to another track here. Let's listen to Choo 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 Boogie. And this was a classic. Put out by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Choo 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 Boogie was recorded in New York City in 1946. And there's a band here. We have Aaron Isenhall on trumpet, Louis Jordan on alto sax and vocal, John Jackson on tenor, Wild Bill Davis playing the piano and doing the arrangements, Carl Hogan on guitar, Jesse Bo Simpkins on bass, and Eddie Bird on drums. Now, Jordan's tribute to Boogie Woogie eventually sold 2 million copies, mainly thanks to its intricate lyrics by country singer Denver Darling and steel guitarist Vaughn Horton. Pianist Wild Bill Davis's propulsive arrangement, and indeed his brief but dynamic piano solo, combines with delightful vocal and alto sax from Jordan to distinguish this number from most of the Tin Pan Alley ripoffs of the Boogie Woogie style. Let's listen to Choo 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 Boogie.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, chiboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, chiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
So, today, on this episode of the Jazz Treasury, we heard the pianist who made Boogie Woogie what it is. Some became relatively polished and well-known, while others were itinerant folk musicians with sketchy biographies, but all knew the way to the hearts and feet of their audience. The enormous vitality of Boogie Woogie shines out in this collection that you've heard today. Its considerable variety is also evident in the use of different left-hand bass figures. Among the eight-to-the-bar basses, many pianists break out from time to time into a stride pattern more reminiscent of ragtime. Some of the performers were rough and ready in both their personality and their approach to the piano, and they certainly came up with the hard way. Others, such as Jay McShann and Louis Jordan's pianist Wild Bill Davis, had studied music at college, although found in Boogie Woogie a common denominator that ensured their success. Well, that's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury. So happy you could join us. Thank you so much for subscribing. Please spread the word. Go to our Facebook page and like us. Give us some ratings. Go to iTunes. Subscribe for free. Tell your friends. Tell your family. It's free. So in iTunes, you can go to podcast. Then you can search for the Jazz Treasury podcast. And then you can subscribe, download, listen, enjoy, review, and rate. And once you do that, the word will spread even more. And thank you very much for listening. Next time, we go to Lionel Hampton. Jazz, swing, rhythm, and blues. Lionel Hampton has played it all in his 70-year career, whether on drums, piano, or vibes. The instrument for which he single-handedly found a place in jazz. Nobody ever left a Hamp concert without a broad smile and a racing pulse. So next time on the Jazz Treasury, Lionel Hampton. Until then, thanks for listening and enjoy the jazz.